Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. How are you today on your drive time on a Thursday afternoon, almost evening? I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not loving the kind of grayish cloudiness that seems to overhang the mornings. And I don't love the humidity, but I certainly love this time of year because there is a difference in temperature. That in the morning it's really kind of chilly, and in the afternoon it can be full of sun and warm and hot, and you feel still the warmth of the summer in your heart. We are going to talk today about the piano, and I am not a very well-versed individual when it comes to piano music. I love piano music. I couldn't identify piano music, maybe Vivaldi or Bach. But, you know, piano was never something that I took to when I was a child. I remember as a child, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm going to tell secrets about our life, that I had to take piano lessons because we had a piano and I did not love practicing at all. I did not like it when I couldn't, my nails couldn't tick the sounds of the piano keys. And I like that sound. I like the sound of tick, 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 because I just like it. It's like I like the sound of skates on ice. I have this very interesting view of sounds. So we're going to focus on pianos today. All of our musicians, except one, are known for their piano montages. And the first one is, his name is Rufus Wainwright. So he was born in 1973, I think he's 50 years old. And he's had a very long career of music playing, specifically piano music. He is a singer as well, and he's mostly known for his albums that contain both piano playing and songs. And the first one on our list of him, we have two in a row, is called Cigarettes and Chocolate from his 2001 albums Poses. This is Rufus Wainwright on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk, these are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit deadly. Scrappy boys' faces have general run of the town, playing with prodigal sons. Takes a lot of sentimental volumes. Can't expect the world to be all raggedy Andy while running on empty. You little old dog with a frown, you gotta keep in the game, retaining the sequel, facing forward.
If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I really like the lyrics of most songs because I connect to them. I think that's the story that a song tells that is part and is harmoniously living with the musical aspect of it and the instrumental aspect. I think it's just fantastic. And the last thing, one of the last things that he said in his song, this Cigarettes and Chocolate, Rufus Wainwright said, "Be kind if I'm a mess." So I think that's a good lesson we can all learn from everybody and everything. Be kind if you're a mess, because we all have freakouts. We all don't have good days, and we all sometimes let it out on people that are not really responsible for what we're feeling at that particular moment. That said, we're going to go to another song from Rufus Wainwright called Going to a Town from his 2007 album, called Release the Stars. But before we get to that point, I wanted to just describe to you a little bit more about Rufus Wainwright's life. That's hard to say. I'm getting tongue-tied. Now, what's really interesting about this particular individual and musician from, he's Canadian and he's American. He was born in the United States. He spent most of his youth in Montreal, Canada. And he does mostly all of his songs in English. But he was influenced by the French aspect of his life. And in fact, he wrote some songs for Moulin Rouge. And not only that, some of his recording tracks were also included in movies such as Brokeback Mountain, I Am Sam, Meet the Robinsons, Big Daddy, Zoolander, and Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man. I think it's fantastic that his songs are showcased in film and in television and in theater. And I think that that's unique because a lot of musicians don't get that opportunity as an additional kind of boost for their creative vibe. So this next song, like I said, is Going to a Town by Rufus Wainwright, and it's from his 2007 album, Release the Stars.
I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes that never really seemed to want to tell the truth. I'm so tired of you. Thank you.
You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. And today we're paying homage to the pianists in the Canadian context. So this next pianist, he's a true pianist. He is a jazz pianist, and he was known for his avant-garde jazz, free improvisationalism, and post-pop bop. That said, this next piece is quite long, but you can really feel the jazz vibe now. Like I said last week, I'm not a really huge jazz lover, but I can, not because it's not great music, it's because I find it too stimulating. It's like going to a roller rink with, I don't know, heavy metal death music. It's just too much for me. And this is an example of that. It's really too much for me, but it's beautiful. It's really interesting. If you listen to the end, you hear the difference, almost like the different stories that he's telling with the piano. It's just fantastic. So Paul Belay, he was born in 1932 in Montreal, and he is, like I said, he is a free jazz artist. He received a degree from McGill Conservatory in when he was about 16 years old, and he's been playing music since he was since he was 5 years old, having an awareness of self before it was even cool, to the extent of changing his name to Paul to seem more attractive to the opposite sex, and starting his first band at the age of 12. This is Paul Belay and the solo pianist called Al Rak. That was Paul Blais, and from a live recording of a piano solo in it. You could kind of hear, I don't know, I feel like it's almost apropos for this season. I felt like I was watching the leaves fall from the trees and running through the leaves as a child. I could kind of get that kind of vibe from his music. So I guess not just lyrics tell the story, Doctor. That said, the next one on the list is Danielle Powter from the Okanagan Shuswap there in BC, British Columbia. And what's interesting about this particular individual is you probably already know of him, but you've never really connected him to being a Canadian artist. This first song of the two, there's two that come from the same album. One is called Bad Day. It's a free version it's a live version of the song. And the next one is called Free Loop, and they're both from the band. They're both from the album Danielle Powter. I'm sorry, I can't say that name properly. From his album called Danielle Powter from 2005. What's really interesting about this particular artist is that, like I said, I think you probably already know him. He was made famous for this first song, Bad Day, because it was featured in a Coca-Cola commercial. Most recently, collaborating with Asian bands, specifically the Chinese pop group called Untamed Boys, this is Danielle Powter and Bad Day, followed by his song Free Loop on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care none. You stand in the light just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile. You had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day. Cause you had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, you see what you like. And how does it feel? One more time. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
That was Daniel Powder and Free Loop and Big Day. I'm probably saying his name wrong. I'm sure of it. I'm seriously dyslexic. If I don't know how to spell it properly, like remember how to spell it, I generally don't know how to say it very well. That said, we're going to move into more traditional piano players and particularly two Canadian greats. As I was researching this particular topic, I was dumbfounded by these two artists, Alberto Guerrero and Glenn Gould. Alberto Guerrero was a Chilean pianist, and until he was 32 years old, he lived in Chile. His musical influences were from South America, and he was known in Europe and known in North America for his piano ability. And he was a teacher, a critic, and a performer, which is really interesting because sometimes I think, especially when it comes to the arts, sometimes those who cannot do teach, but in fact, this gentleman could do and teach and critique. And what's really interesting about this next piece we're going to listen to is that this is a collaboration with one of his students, Glenn Gould, who changed the face, as far as I'm concerned, in my limited ability and knowledge of pianist in the world. The Canadian, he put Canada on the map. He is fantastic. He has been described by Tolstoy as an alien because he, and I paraphrase the quote, because Tolstoy said that no earthbound man could play piano like that. And I think it's just fantastic. We have two pieces of his today. Right now we're going to listen to the collaboration with his teacher and his Maître, and then we'll listen to one a little bit later, but let's hear it on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. Thank you. That was Glenn Gould and Alberto Guerrero. They playing a duet, Mozart's Andante with five variations of in G major. I found that quite beautiful. And again, like I said, I'm not a pianist and I'm not an expert on piano players in Canada or in any area of the world for that matter. I do certainly enjoy it, and I find it's a rocking kind of music. And I always seem to see dancing. I did a lot of classical dancing when I was a kid. And when I listen to piano music, in my head, I see people in tutus dancing and fluttering with their arms and their legs across the stage. I find it really, I don't know what the adjective I would use for that. Peaceful and controlled. It's almost like opposing feelings. On that note, we're going to talk a little bit about Diana Krall as a palate cleanser to the next Glenn Gould song piece. So Diana Krall was born in British Columbia also in 1964. And this is a song, song called Autumn in New York from her, from a pretty recent album, actually. It's called This Dream of You from 2020. This is Autumn in New York by Diana Krall.
Does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowns and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dream empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it. Thank you. autumn in New York. That brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Now, giving a concert in that kind of, using this musical instrument, the piano, as I was researching this particular topic and this genre of music, I found that it wasn't always easy and it wasn't always evident for musicians to really mettre en valeur their work in a concert setting. Sometimes the concert hall didn't have the right acoustics. Sometimes there wasn't great lighting, so there was a lot of complaints from the audience. There were issues with timing and all of that stuff. They couldn't see the performer's not lively enough, and so on. But given that as a reality for this particular type of music venue, I think it's really apropos for the introduction for this next footage. So this footage that I was able to find for about Glenn Gould is relatively fascinating. I think it's just amazing because it really brings out how intent he and the intentions he had with his music. When you look at the video, you see his arms moving, his mouth is moving, and so on. And he's truly encapsulated by the music he's creating. In his career, Glenn Gould spent the beginning of his career in concert halls. He did these concerts one after another, and he eventually got to the point in his life where he said that concerts for him were an complete waste of time. So come into the, as we were rolling into the 1950s, new technologies and recording technologies became more and more readily available. And apparently in his own home, he spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars purchasing new recording materials so he could perfect his recordings, because he got to this point, like I said, that he was no longer interested in doing concerts live. On that note, though, as I was watching and researching this, what was really interesting is that when he was recording, you couldn't really get a perfect recording. From a musical perspective, the music itself, the instrument itself was perfect. But as you were recording it, or as he was recording it, you could always hear him moving his hands, speaking and humming and singing with the music. And in this montage, or in this footage, we hear him, and you can hear him, his whole body absorbing the music he's creating. This is Glenn Gould. Thank you. I think that the first reaction I had emotion, I don't know how to describe this. I went to the Louvre in 2000 and I saw for the first time in my life a Van Gogh in person and I cried. Art gives me an emotional reaction. Not everybody reacts the same way, but I cried because I could see and feel and almost touch the turmoil that I felt that this painter had when he was painting this particular painting of himself. I was touched. And the first time I heard this footage by Glenn Gould, as chaotic as you can interpret it, and how he just ate his music up, I was touched. I get that. I don't know if anybody else gets that in their creative part of life, but I understand the all-encompassing act of creativeness. And I think it's fantastic. When he was mouthing and humming, though, I also thought of my memories as a child and of what I had said last week regarding these haricots verts. I really love green beans. I don't know why I love green beans, but I really do love them. And when I eat them, I always go, yum, 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 yum. And he, while he was playing, he was going, yum, 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 to the beauty and how he was consuming his music. And Angèle Arsenault wrote this song, Moi je mange, and we've heard it before on the radio on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. And I thought I'd bring it as a slight palate cleanser before we kind of change tunes a little bit. This is Moi je mange by Angèle Arsenault.
Y'en a qui prennent un petit coup, moi je mange. Y'en a qui fait un petit bout, moi je mange. Y'en a qui lèche les vitrines, moi je mange. J'aime mieux rester dans ma cuisine, puis je mange. Quand je vais chez vous, moi je mange. Je suis bien partout quand je mange. Quand je m'ennuie, moi je mange. Même dans mon lit, moi je mange. Mais y'a des jours où je suis complexée. Je me trouve pas bien, bien sexy. Quand je me regarde le profil dans le miroir. Je voudrais m'arrêter de manger, mais si d'autres qui font jamais rien. Moi, je mange. Et j'allume mon fourneau. Puis je me fais une belle tarte. Je m'en coupe un beau morceau. Puis j'appelle ma tante Marthe. Puis tous les deux, on se met à manger. Manger comme des défoncés. Il y a plus d'autres choses qui nous intéressent. Depuis qu'on mesure 90 autour des fesses.
What do you do when you have all these experiences when you're upset or want to shop or happy? I don't think eating is the first thing that comes to my mind, but it's certainly comforting. I do like chocolate, I will say. I probably shouldn't like chocolate as much as I do, but I think it's fantastic. And it makes me happy. Just like they do on Harry Potter, it takes all of the ailments and sadness away. This last song, I had two, actually three, but I have no more time because I talk too much. This last song, there's lots to say. So this last song is also by a Canadian pianist, but she is, okay, so this is an interesting woman. She was born in 1873, okay? So a very, very, very long time ago. And she spent her earlier years playing the piano, educated in San Francisco, educated in Berlin, despite the fact that her parents didn't have as much money as they could have to be able to send her to Berlin. They sent her to Berlin anyway. She learned and perfected the piano and did concerts all throughout Europe and Canada and North America. She was known. Her name is Maud Allan. And she was born, they don't know exactly her date of birth either. They think it's somewhere in August. Beulah Maud Durand. And she went by the stage name Maud Allan. And she was renowned for her very interesting view of music, her own pieces, other people's music, her interpretations. And one day, her brother Theo, who traveled with her through Europe, he passed away. And after that, that hurt her so badly. Theodore, he didn't pass away. He killed an individual. He killed somebody and that hurt her so badly because he was hung. And at the time there was like capital punishment and all that stuff. She could no longer play piano. She believed that her brother's act of violence and his death was her fault. And she changed her career from pianist, concert pianist, renowned concert pianist, to interpretive dancer. This is the last song on the list. I bid you farewell. I will hopefully hear you and see you next week on your drive time on Thursday. And be good, be kind, and be yourself. This is Maud Allan.